Ananda Sharma Entertainment. Text reads, inspired by true stories. The following program contains an account of attempted suicide involving a minor and may be triggering to some viewers. Please watch with care. A Lifetime original movie. Marvissa Entertainment presents a Neshama Entertainment production. Football players tackle each other. Photographs show a dark-haired teen girl in lingerie. In the nighttime, a figure sneaks around the outside of a house and stops by a window. A title reads, Friday Night Sex Scandal.
Cover two.
Ready, break! Sean, do not screw this up for me.
Lionel Strong!
High school football players on a practice field take their positions.
Cover left! Left deep, go!
No, it's not go!
Catches a ball and Sean tackles him to the ground. A gray-haired man smiles. A firefighter opens a smoke-filled car.
200-pound male signs a smoke inhalation, weak pulse. I'm getting him out now.
She checks a dummy in the driver's seat of the car and then drags it outside onto the ground. The firefighter runs to a truck and grabs a hose. She runs back to the car.
Charge the car!
She sprays water over the burning car. Other firefighters applaud as the flames go out.
Woo-hoo!
Sean!
Yeah?
Let's talk.
Sean gets up and walks to the gray-haired man.
Not a bad day, man.
Thanks, guys.
So, why do you want to be on this team?
To compete, sir. I've wanted to play for Westmoreland since I was throwing peewee. I mean, I need to get better, but anytime I'm on that field, I feel at my best.
It's well said. I've been watching you this season. You have an eye for the ball and attention for detail, and that gives you an edge.
Well, I watch a lot of film of pro games, and I study their plays.
And that's exactly the kind of discipline that makes you a strong fit for the team. Feel ready for the season?
Yes, sir.
Good, because you're going to be starting next week.
Well, I don't know what to say. Thank you, Coach. Thank you.
You keep honing those instincts and don't let me down.
Yes, sir. I won't. Okay. Thanks, Coach.
The coach walks away. A brown-haired player looks resentful.
Yo, Martins. You went against my call out there.
I know. I saw what was happening and I had to act.
Well, look, now that you're starting, we got to figure out clear signals.
Yeah, of course. I'm pumped to get a closer look at all you guys' work.
Okay.
The brown-haired player bends down to unlace his shoes. Sean starts to walk away.
Hey, there's a big blowout at Jenkins' place tonight. His parents are out of town. Pre-game at my place.
I got a couple of things happening. But yeah. I'll be there.
Well, if you can make time in your oh-so-busy schedule, that'd be great. And no JVs. Don't bring any.
Cool. Yeah, cool.
Cool.
Sean hesitates, looking awkward.
Dismissed, Martins. What are you doing?
Yeah, okay. I ain't had to wait too long.
I might be mighty, best breathing. God like me when I write these heaters. God like me, don't try too hard. If I was like you, I wouldn't like me either. Never that impressed by the guys like you. Hating ass mom when the vibe got through. Never been present in the moment I see. Never seen heaven in the open I see. Feel I'm so calm when I shoot, I'm grinning. Every time I breathe on tracks, I'm winning. Cash jack, hot mama, I'm sinning. Celebrate life for the strife I've been in. Come on.
Some would say that's child abuse.
Oh, please. It's the only way to get your attention.
Oh, are those for me? You're so sweet.
Get out of here and wash those grubby hands. Kara and Lauren are coming here for Fat Friday.
But Kara's cooking, right?
Rude. But yes, how was practice?
3 tackles for a loss.
Not bad.
It's better than not bad. I'd like to see you take on a 175-pound bag of meat.
Been there, done that.
Ew, gross.
For work. God, get your mind out of the gutter.
Been that away too long. I'm in.
That was so good. Can we do Fat Friday every night?
You know, you might be bigger than both my ex-husbands, but you eat like a 3-year-old.
Oh, thanks, Kara.
Mom.
Kara?
Sean's fine with it. I used to change his boys' diapers.
Wow. Ew, I didn't need to know that.
Oh, look at them fuss. Shall we pull out their bath boys?
Mom.
Hey, I'm glad you came by the salon. I don't know how you were playing football with all that hair in your face.
Well, I liked it like that. So.
Barely fit under your helmet.
Oh, has someone been watching me practice?
It's hard to avoid when the band faces the field. Oh.
Hey,
enough. Think it's time for a thorn and rose?
Yes.
Mom, no, that's so forest, please.
It's called sharing, sweetie.
We're too old for that.
Watch your tongue, I am not old.
I'll go first. Okay, so my thorn would be losing my top score in Halo, because that sucks.
Oh God, who am I raising?
But my rose is making first string.
What?
Oh, what?
What?
Oh.
You're looking at Westmoreland's newest starter.
Have you waited this long to tell me?
As somebody that doesn't speak football, I need to translate.
Translation, Sean is a big shot. Oh.
What it actually means is that I'll get to start the game, which means more competitive play, more attention at practice, and I'll get better faster.
I'm so proud of you.
If I don't mess things up. So.
You won't.
Cheers.
Way to go, sweetie.
Cheers. I was also invited to a seniors party tonight. No big deal.
Seniors party.
Ew.
What?
No.
Hey. I'm sorry, what was that? You want to come?
How do you know I'm not already coming?
Okay, so who's the big shot now?
Stop!
No rough housing at the table!
Hey!
Oh, stop!
He started it.
It's her.
Stop!
He's hitting hard.
I know! It's ridiculous!
Sean walks into a wood-paneled basement.
You guys are terrible.
Hey, what?
Yo, Martin's the new starting man. There he is.
JV.
Want to show up to my house empty-handed?
I didn't.
Kidding. Relax, man. Relax. Tyler, give me the bottle. Open wide, Martin. Don't stop drinking until Mason here calls the plays.
All right, well, let's go. 255. Or a hook and ladder. No. Quick wide. Quick
Sean
wide.
Drinks from a vodka bottle.
Puking on the carpet, baby.
Hey, come on, man. You're all right. Good, man. You're all right. Come here. Have a seat. Captain's meeting, fellas. Beat it.
I don't know. It's like half a bottle.
Boys.
Martins, how are you with targets?
Yeah, I'm decent.
Well, let's see how you handle this one. Boys. It's time to hunt.
Pictures of a girl are on screen.
Hunting time.
What's wrong? Do you not like her?
No, yeah, I do. But doesn't she go to our school?
Yeah. They all do. This is the Westmoreland page.
That's right, man. 100% local. Hey, I slammed that one last week.
I filled that.
No, you haven't, bro.
Have two. Nah, Woodley, go to her page.
Guys, look. Focus, okay? We're here for tonight's targets.
Do these girls know about this?
The other boys shake their heads.
Slap this guy back down to the practice squad. This boy's not ready.
Come on, look. You know, Shawnee, I'm kind of letting you in on something special here, you know what I mean? Don't go blabbing your old everybody at school. It'd be fantastic if you can keep this between us and the other hunters, all right? Mm-hmm.
The other hunters?
Yeah, man, guys from the other schools.
Show them the St. Francis page, man. Girls and kills, dude.
Hey, check it out. Fresh targets just dropped. Right. Hey, these girls are going to be at the party tonight. So first we review, then we hunt.
What do you mean, hunt?
The name of the game is nudes, all right? Now, you can acquire them by any means necessary. And you post them on the site if you want access to everyone else's stock.
Mm. So it's like a porn library.
Nah, man. Dude, this is so much more. Look, this is personal. All right. I mean, you could do trades. Sometimes there's bounties for specific chicks. Whatever you want. I mean, I myself, I like a lady uniform.
He does.
Yes, he is.
But like, everybody's flavor is welcome.
So then any guy can just log on and comment?
Martin, do you think we're idiots, man?
No, I just...
Yeah, you just thought? No, you're not thinking, man. Look, this is exclusive, okay? You have to have a link to enter the site. But let me tell you this. Depending how you test tonight, maybe I'll share the link with you. All right?
Sean looks uncomfortable.
Sean, man, don't be soft. All right? Look, I wouldn't have brought you down here if I didn't think you could hack it. I'll tell you what. Lay low tonight, okay? And follow Mason.
What I do, baby?
Got it?
Yeah.
Sean nods.
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. 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 What I'm telling you, I tell you what I'm talking about. All right, fellas. Let's hunt.
Keep up with the pace. None of this is grace. This bullet's in the back, the audacity of fact, a machete to the face. This is shit we all ride to. This the dream we all die to. This the wave, right until they crash it, so it never goes away. 6K, I'm pretty safe now. Counting on the double for the trouble that I face now. Running, running, running every day, I never crash.
Yo,
target at
2 o'clock by the
stove.
It's all
money.
You don't know, I will.
Give the man a chance. Yo, Martin, just come here, man. Watch this.
My bad, sir.
Everything is green. It's all money.
He doesn't stand a chance.
Everything is green. 12K up in the safe now. Counting on the double through the trouble I'll
raise. Meet the ladies, yeah?
Running, running, every day I crash. Every day the
Brooklyn.
Paint that I
Brooklyn,
track.
Come here.
Stepping out of hell.
Sean, do you know Brooklyn?
No. No, but I've seen your moves when I'm warming the bench.
My moves?
Yeah, like your cheerleader flippy in the air things.
Oh, those moves.
Yeah.
Brooklyn glances away.
You want a beer?
No.
Right. Too many carbs.
Are you saying I should watch my weight?
No. Should I watch mine?
You're very strange.
No, seriously though, I've seen you during practice and you're really something.
Thank you.
I can see why you're the cheer captain.
Okay.
No goof, you beer.
I have hit that ass. Highly recommend. Check this out. Everybody, listen up. Hey ladies, pay attention for a second, all right? Johnny here. He's our new starter, okay, ladies? Do me a favor. Keep an eye on him for me, okay? The man is going to light up our season!
Very interesting. Maybe I should be watching your moves.
Sean chokes on his drink.
You know, swallowing his heart. I didn't mean it like that.
Yes, you did.
Wait, you two know each other?
Yeah. 3 years of gymnastics camp. Lauren was all grit, no pep.
You had enough pep for all of us. Have fun.
Lauren walks away. Brooklyn smiles at Sean.
So, you want to see my move? Cheers to the Vikings.
Later, couples make out or dance in the living room. Mason sits on a couch with a red-haired girl. Sean dances with Brooklyn as she laughs. Lauren stands in the kitchen talking with two other people. Mason and the red-haired girl stand up and walk up the stairs. Sean watches them go. Nearby, the quarterback smiles and winks at Sean. Daytime, Lauren waits outside Sean's house. He walks out carrying a backpack and a gym bag.
Looking good. That hickey is a nice touch.
I tried to cover it. I thought you couldn't see it.
Yeah, if you're blind. Can I assume that's the craftsmanship of Brooklyn?
A gentleman doesn't kiss and tell.
Oh, come on, it's me. Really, I just love what she's done with her neck.
Okay, fine. It was Brooklyn.
Football player and cheerleader. I appreciate your dedication to the cliche. Hey,
whatever. We've been texting all weekend, and she's actually super funny.
So it's her wit that's the attraction.
Okay, so she's also really hot.
Isn't she, like, too mature for you? She's dated every popular guy in my grade.
So you're saying she's slumming it?
No, I...
Hey, don't be jealous, Lauren.
Oh, shut up.
I can't help it if the older ladies want me.
It's my young blood.
Ew, gross.
They get in a car.
Just promise you won't go all Woodley Jones on me.
What does that mean?
Those guys can be really intense. Just be careful.
Nah, they're my boys. They got me.
Hey, if you say so. I made you a new playlist for your warm-ups. Are you ready to be losing mind?
Woohoo! I was born ready.
Are you there, God? It's me, Mary.
I once was lost, but then you found me. I feel so good when I'm on my knees.
Oh my God!
How sweet the sound of you whispering to me. Please tell me everything. I'm always listening.
Every day.
Mother takes a bottle of tequila out of the freezer.
I thought you were going to Kara's tonight.
Someone wants me out of the house.
No, it's just, but wait, you are going, right?
Why? Is Brooklyn coming by? You certainly avoided introducing me at the homecoming game.
That's because we're not like a thing yet.
Oh, thing.
Okay, so if she was coming over. Is that okay?
Yeah, of course.
Good. Because she's here.
Okay. Right.
Don't say anything weird, please.
Me? Come on.
Thank you.
Sean opens the front door.
Hi.
Hi, Brooklyn. I'm Lucinda. Ready to party? Oh.
She's joking. Lucinda was just getting ready to hang with her friends.
Oh, what if I want to stay here?
That's not an option.
Okay, don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Okay, thanks, Mom. Thanks.
Lucinda walks away.
Hi.
Hi. Are you two always like that?
Gets much sillier.
Bye. Sean puts his arms around Brooklyn.
Every day's a good day to be me. Always do the right thing, Spike Lee. They know me, I'm certified, I keep a G. I'm just getting started, ain't no way to stop me. It's a good day to get it, the money.
Sean and Brooklyn are in bed.
Oh my God, that was how was it for you? Was it good?
Do you want a coach's report? VIP, top score.
Wait. You want to hang for a bit?
Like in bed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Brooklyn lies back down beside him. Sean reaches for his phone.
No.
What?
No. Absolutely
what?
Not.
It was
absolutely
so hot.
Not. If you want something hot, I will send you something hot.
Really?
Yeah, but for your eyes only, okay?
They link pinky fingers.
I promise.
Brooklyn smiles and snuggles against his shoulder. Daytime on the practice field, the football players run over the grass, while the cheer squad sits on the stands, wearing tracksuits. Sean sits on the ground and stretches his legs. Brooklyn glances over at him. She smiles and looks down at her phone.
A chance of how disposable you made me feel when we were
Sean checks his phone. There are pictures of Brooklyn in a bra and underwear. He turns to look at her and smiles.
And when I was made to steal, I stole away the sights of you. 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 It's like a vision.
Cover two, mango, mango.
Ready? Ready!
Woodley straightens up from a huddle.
Mango, mango! Atlanta week! Atlanta rich! Young rich! Ready! Go! Ratson! Ratson! Set! Go!
Sean runs towards the player with the ball.
Right there,
right there, right there, right there! Let's go! Hit him!
Yes!
Sean pulls off his helmet as the coach kneels beside him.
Get him, let's go. Breathe. Breathe, breathe, sail down, breathe, 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 breathe. Okay, hold still.
Stop.
I'll go get the nurse.
The other players stand in a circle around Sean, looking down at him as he writhes in pain. Sean lies in bed with an ice pack on his knee. He stares up at the ceiling while Lucinda folds clothes.
It's gonna be okay. Your ACL will heal.
You don't know that.
Sean, you're young. You're gonna be better next season.
What if it's never the same?
Hey! No crying. This is what we're gonna do, okay? You're gonna do your rehab exercises, you're gonna do your homework, you're gonna get on with your school year. Don't waste time feeling sorry for yourself. This happens to people all the time.
I'm just afraid I'm going to be useless now.
Well, prove that you're not.
How?
Just ask yourself. What would Terrell Suggs do?
She squeezes Sean's chin.
How'd you get so handsome? You're going to be okay.
Sean wipes his eyes. Later, he walks outside using crutches. Lauren sits in the driver's seat of the car.
There you are. Sweet fit for your first day back. Brooklyn's gonna lose her mind.
Yeah, if she remembers who I am.
Hasn't been that long. I can't believe your mom let me drive her car. How do I do this again with my...
Can we just go?
Lauren rolls her eyes.
And not until...
She turns up the volume and dances in her seat.
Come on.
Sean turns off the music.
So, are we just gonna drive to school in silence, or can we actually talk about it?
I'm nothing if I can't play.
That's not true. You're so much more. Besides, you can always join the band. I know
just
you want to.
Drive.
On the practice field, Sean sits on a bench.
Thinking about you, dude. Hey, that a boy.
Players slap Sean's hand as they run onto the field. He waves to Brooklyn. She smiles and walks past him. Sean sits alone on the bench. Inside the school, Sean leans on his crutches as he reaches inside his locker.
Hey.
Hi.
Sorry I didn't text you back. I had this cheer thing and stuff got busy.
It's not a problem.
How's your knee?
Well, people open doors for me now, so it's kind of like an offense.
How long you have to wear that thing?
About a month or so. It's an ACL tear, so I'm waiting to get in for surgery.
Ugh, sucks.
Yeah, no point in feeling sorry for myself. It happens to people all the time.
Hey, can I give you a ride home? Here, let me help you.
No, I got it.
Okay. easy, Sean.
I got it.
Sean, you're clearly struggling. I can just help you.
I don't need your help.
Weak.
Boys laugh as they walk by Sean.
You know what? I forgot I actually have to do something right now, so.
Look, if you're ending things, just say it.
Well, I do think maybe we should take a break.
Okay.
Just keep things really casual.
I thought we already were that.
Yeah, no, we were. I still think you're great. I'll see you later.
Brooklyn turns and walks away down the high school corridor. Sean stands outside the school.
I think he broke.
Yo, there it is. Yo, Martin! Hop in, man.
That's all right. I have a ride.
I insist.
Okay, yeah. Just let me send a text.
Yeah, bro. Martins.
Mason, get in the back, man.
Promise you Brooklyn dumped him, man. I saw him at the lockers.
Actually?
Yeah, Sean, bro.
Thanks.
Sean maneuvers into the passenger seat.
Take your time.
Can I put these back there?
Sure thing. Anything you need.
Thank you.
So, Sean, man, how are things going with Brooklyn?
They're fine.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You got that unlocked?
Yeah.
That's good. It's real good. Happy to hear.
Sean looks out the window. Sean looks at pictures of girls on his phone. He sets it down.
Oh, good, you're doing your rehab.
Hey, you think I wouldn't be?
That's not what I said.
Kinda is.
How's it feeling?
Like crap.
Yeah, well, you just gotta keep it up so you're ready for your surgery.
Yeah, I know that.
What's with the attitude?
What's with the babying?
Okay.
Lucinda crouches down by Sean.
What happened?
Nothing.
Something happened. We'll get
it. Mom, I'm busy.
I can see that, but I know you, and I can tell when something's wrong.
Sean glances away.
Okay. Put the groceries away when you're done.
Lucinda gets up and walks up the stairs. Sean watches her go and then picks up his phone. Later, he lies in his darkened bedroom, scrolling through texts from Brooklyn. He has sent messages that read, "Today was weird. Sorry about earlier. Can we talk? There's no reply." He receives a new message from Woodley. It reads, "Looks like Brooklyn's been busy." A photograph shows a boy with his arm around Brooklyn. Sean lifts his head and stares at his phone. Sean slams his phone on the bed.
Damn it.
He tries to sit up.
Ow.
He sits up and stares at the picture on his phone. He types, "Ho's gonna hoe." Woodley replies, "Looks weak." "Give them something else to talk about, bro." Sean hesitates. He looks at the hunted group chat and its pictures of girls. He scrolls through the photographs Brooklyn had sent him. Sean taps the photographs of Brooklyn in her underwear. His thumb hovers over the upload button and then presses it. Sean flings himself back down on the bed and covers his face with his hands.
Yeah,
there you go.
Hey.
Come on.
Oh,
you're strapped.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, yo, blast. Oh, yo, got him good, bro.
Ooh. Hey, guys.
Yo.
Hey, yo, Martin, what's up, man?
You hear Jenkins got tapped as your replacement?
Yeah, he's a good player. Guy can run.
You don't come back stronger, he'll replace you for good.
Shoot him.
You guys see the new page on Hunted? Dude.
Check out Brooklyn's page.
Nah. Check out Brooklyn's page.
Woodley looks at his phone and smiles.
Nice work, Martins.
Wow.
Ooh, yeah. These are some thirsty picks, bro. Looking must actually like you, huh?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Mason and Sean bump fists.
Yo, Bullet Hunted. St. Francis just posted a challenge.
What are you looking at here?
The targets. From our marching band.
That's a steep ass. Gonna be a bunch of virgins. So.
I bet there's some freaks in the band, bro.
I don't know.
Okay, here's the hook. It's us versus North Collegiate. Our band girls versus theirs. Whoever has the most picks wins.
Wins what?
St. Francis will share their swim team hunts.
Oh, sweet!
Gee! I don't know. Hey. Band girls aren't really my jam.
That's fine, Ty. That's Sean's thing.
Huh?
Sean's?
Don't you ride to school with him, like, every day?
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So you're our in, man.
Yeah, bro. I guess.
Martins, listen to me. The training wheels, they're gone.
Take them off.
All right? Mm-hmm. You're gonna take the lead on this one. Les, you don't think you got what it takes?
Everyone looks at Sean.
Of course, yeah.
He's got it. He's got it, my man Martins. What did I say? Okay. He always delivers. His knee may be busted, but the rest of him works just fine.
It's working good.
He's out of control, this guy.
Jamie, legend.
Oh, man. Undefeated on the field, in life, on the hunt.
On the hunt.
Come on, man. We're undefeated everywhere.
Well, we've always reconnected by joking around, but lately he's just been so sulky.
Well, you're his mom. It's kind of his birthright.
I think that girl broke up with him.
Aw, poor Sean.
Yeah, did Lauren say anything about it?
No, not to me.
What was the point of our kids being friends if we can't siphon off information from both sides?
Tell me about it. When they were tiny, we had that con down pat.
It's the only way I ever found Sean's third grade report card.
Yeah, remember? He did it at my house. So sneaky.
No, that was basically his home in those days.
Yeah.
God, you watched him for so many of my overnights.
Yeah.
I'd offer my firstborn in repayment, but he's a moody piece of work.
Hey, get over it. They're teenagers. They will grow out of it. That's why we drink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Lauren actually opens up to you about her stuff.
She's also iced me out many, many times. Just keep at it with him.
I will, but when he doesn't talk to me, I end up feeling so stupid. And then I go into a shame spiral, and I wonder if things would be different if his dad was around. You know, to talk to him about sex. Porn, stuff with girls. I'm in over my head.
Hey, Luce, this is not a failure. This is normal. You're doing the best you can. And Sean, he's a great kid. You did good. You are an amazing single mom. And if I was hanging off a cliff, I'd want you holding the rope.
Because I work out?
Because I know that you'd go over before you ever let me fall. You're that committed to the people you love.
Thank you.
Anytime. Now, let me deal with these split ends because, wow, it's like you go through fire for a living.
Kara cuts her hair.
So, we're en route to a call today, and I keep hearing this strange noise behind the fire truck, and I grab that salsa. Yeah. Turns out our pump operator didn't secure the hose, and we dragged it, like, half a block. So now the crews nicknamed him the Streaker.
Why?
Because he drove down Main Street with his hose out.
Hey, what if I join band?
What?
What? Are you serious?
Yeah.
But you don't play an instrument.
I play guitar.
Okay, so you're mocking me.
No, absolutely not. I am genuinely interested.
Okay, well, I hate to break it to you, but we actually do march, like, with your knees. It's really nice.
Right. Okay, then what if I come to your parties?
Oh, cool. What kind of parties are you expecting?
I don't know if I can say that in front of the mom.
Hey, yes, you can. Yes. Lauren tells me all about her social life.
Oh
do I?
Well, in that case, I expect tons of baking and instrumental renditions of Taylor Swift.
Sean.
You really got us figured out.
Oh, come on.
Okay, what's the angle here, Sean?
There's no angle. I'm just, I want to do something that's not sitting on a bench.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, hon. And I think it's sweet you want to join band.
Yeah. See?
No. Please don't encourage him.
I think it's sweet, especially because he can't play guitar. So I think
it's sweet. Whatever.
You cannot play guitar.
That's just what we're going to do.
So you see the pic I posted, the tuba player?
The one with the tattoos?
I did. Mind blown.
Hey, check it out. I got St. Francis to refine the rules of the challenge. That'll make things a bit more interesting.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Moving to a point-based system. The harder the chick, higher the score.
Who's ranking?
All the guys in Hunted are gonna rank each pick. Top score next Friday takes the game.
Ready to go?
Yeah. One sec.
Hey.
I'm Woodley.
I know who you are.
And you are?
Lauren.
Lauren? Can't believe we haven't officially met yet. How do you two know each other?
Neighbors. Our moms hang out.
That's cute. You play the drums?
Yeah, I do.
Well, listen, on behalf of the entire football team, I gotta tell you, thank you for getting the crowd pumped up every night like you do. Between you and me, I think the band does a better job than the cheerleaders.
Okay, thanks. I'm gonna hit up my locker, but I'll meet you at the car.
You got it?
Lauren walks away. Woodley turns to Sean.
She is hiding some hot goods underneath that band fit.
Dream on, dude. She's not that type.
That's what makes it so much more fun. Martin's that right there. That's a trophy hunt.
Nah, man. Definitely not.
What do you... Oh, I see what's going on. Want to keep your hot friend all to yourself? I have news for you, Martins. I'm putting a target on that ass.
Man, don't.
Look, if you don't hunt her, someone else will, right? Come on, pal. Don't you want to see your team go to glory, huh? Relax. It's just a game, right? She'll never know.
Woodley pats Sean's back and walks away.
Woo!
Yeah, babe. Thanks.
Yeah. So, I don't know what's going on, but all my friends are getting action.
Aw, feeling left out?
No, I just think it's funny, you know, like, all of a sudden, band girls are the hot center of attention, and, like, football pros are buzzing around.
Man, maybe they all watched American Pie.
No, Woodley is way too busy watching himself in the mirror.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
How's it going with those guys?
Woodley and them?
Yeah, them.
It's fine.
But since your knee got messed up, they've still been cool with you?
Yeah, actually. Especially Woodley. I mean, yeah, I'm still on the sidelines looking in, but I get to party with them after practice, so at least that's something.
I'd lose my mind watching the band play without me.
No, please don't. You're already crazy enough.
Just want to be out there with them, you know?
Yeah, I get that.
Hey, what if I drive us home?
Won't your, like, knee freeze up?
Only one way to find out.
Okay.
Sean smiles.
Don't tell my mom.
As long as you don't, Lucinda would kill me first.
She probably would.
He looks at Lauren.
What?
Take my crutch.
I'm just milking it for all it's worth.
She takes the crutch and hands Sean the car keys.
When are you introducing me to these hot man friends of yours?
Oh my god. Don't make me hit you with this.
Oh no.
Stop.
Sean hops to the driver's seat of the car.
Yeah.
Evening, Sean wears headphones as he looks at a laptop on the dining room table.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey,
like
Sean.
A battery ram to a locked door, knocking through a bar that you set, but I'm not swole out.
What?
You hungry?
No, I microwaved a burrito earlier.
Okay, then. What are you working on?
Huh?
What is that?
It's a playlist for Lauren.
Oh, can I listen?
I mean, you wouldn't like it. It's what you call headache music.
Right. I guess I can be a real ass about your music, huh?
It's whatever. I mean, I don't listen to Madonna, so I guess we're even.
Lucinda reaches out and touches Sean's arm.
You know, you could talk to me about anything, right?
Yeah, I know. I gotta finish this. So.
Yeah, of course. Well, let me know if you change your mind about food.
Outside, Sean limps up a pathway to a porch. He checks his phone before climbing the steps to the front door. He hesitates and takes a deep breath, then knocks. Sean steps back as Lauren opens the door.
And to what do I owe the pleasure?
You weren't answering my text.
I was in the shower. You know, I like to go to bed fresh.
You're weird. Did you see the playlist I sent?
You made me a mix?
I did. Do you have your phone?
No.
Here. Look at mine.
Oh, my...
And, don't be a music snob about it. There's more top 40 than you're used to, but it's what I've been listening to while doing my rehab exercises, and some of the songs made me think of you.
That was a very self-conscious answer.
Shut up.
I'm kidding. I'm sure I'll love it.
Good.
I'm gonna go listen to it now.
Okay.
Sean grabs Lauren's arm and pulls her close. He kisses her.
Sorry, I thought,
No. Sorry, yeah, no.
He turns away.
Sorry, no.
Lauren looks confused.
It's fine.
I don't...
Forget it.
It's okay, but I don't feel...
Forget it. Forget it.
Sean, your phone.
Lauren holds out the phone. Sean takes it and then limps down the porch steps. Lauren watches him go before she walks inside and shuts the door. She leans against it. Her expression is troubled. Daytime at the school. Sean stands at his locker. Woodley and two other players walk towards him.
Hey, you guys heading to lunch?
Food sucks today, man. We're going to the plaza.
Smart. Can I catch a ride?
Car's full. Hey, Shawnee, listen. If I don't see Lauren Hunted soon, sending Mason to do your job. Okay? Makes sense, right? Alright. Hey, Martins. Enjoy lunch today, man. It's gonna be a good one.
Hello?
Sean looks worried. Later, Sean sits in his bedroom, spinning a football in his hands. He taps his fingers against the ball in an anxious pattern. Sean leans back against his chair, looking thoughtful. He stands up and puts a ball cap on, before pulling a hoodie over his head. He sneaks around the outside of Lauren's house, avoiding the warm glow of the porch light, and walking in a crouch to a window on the side of the house. Sean limps as he makes his way to a window that is dimly lit from the inside. He peers through the window into a ground floor bedroom. Sean crouches back down and takes out his phone. Inside, Lauren walks into the bedroom with a towel wrapped around her body. Sean holds up his phone and looks through the window. He ducks back down as Lauren turns to face a mirror above a dresser. Sean raises the phone and takes pictures of Lauren at the mirror. She loosens a towel and raises her hands to undo her brown hair from where it's gathered at the nape of her neck. Sean looks down but keeps the phone in place. He continues to photograph her. Sean snaps picture after picture of Lauren in her bedroom without her towel. She turns towards him and he quickly crouches below the window. Sean cautiously lifts his phone back up and takes more photographs of Lauren as she stands in front of her mirror and shakes out her hair. Her room is decorated with posters, paintings of butterflies, and neon stars. She turns and glances towards the window. Sean ducks. Lauren runs her hand through her hair and turns away. Sean looks back inside the bedroom. It's empty. He glances down at his phone and then limps across a darkened lawn. In his bedroom, Sean sits at his desk and types on a computer. He opens up the hunted site and types in the password. He takes a deep breath and exhales. The webpage reads, St. Francis Pool Challenge, Westmoreland band members. There are pictures of girls' faces beneath the text. He clicks on Lauren's photograph. His fingers hesitate over the computer mouse.
Sean, I'm home.
I'm sleeping.
Okay. Good night, then.
Night.
Sean leans back in his chair and stares up at the ceiling. Sean looks uncertain. He picks up his phone from the desk and types, "You doing a pregame before the party Saturday?" He stares down at his phone, waiting. The reply reads, "Starters only. Band contest closes tomorrow. Are you letting us down, Martins?" Sean looks up at the computer screen. Sean types, "Check out the challenge on Hunted." He hits send. Sean puts the phone down and turns back to the computer. The webpage reads, "Create a new profile." Sean hesitates, then types, "Lauren." A red button on the screen is labeled, "Add Images." Sean clicks it and then covers his face with his hands. The next day, he stands in the school hallway.
Yeah! Trophy hunter! Ah!
Chill. You guys want the whole school now?
Martins, I gotta say, I'm proud of you. For a second there, thought you were all tough.
You see, St. Francis set our prize, huh? Swimsuit edition, baby!
Martin, listen. There's a party on Friday at North Collegiate. Gotta rub it in. Tell me you're coming.
I have my surgery that day. I'm gonna be messed up on painkillers. North is a stoner school. Those girls will love it.
I mean, Sean, this band bitch is fire.
What instrument do you have to play to get a booty like that? Am I right, guys?
Are you kidding? Lauren plays the drums.
You know, I like girls with a little rhythm, you know. You can really lay down a beat.
I'm talking about
it. Sean looks unhappy. Sean sits in the passenger side of the car with his eyes shut. Lucinda opens the door.
You okay?
Just a little nauseous.
Yeah, well, they said the anesthesia will be out of your system by tomorrow. Come on, show me what you got.
Lucinda steps back. Sean uses his crutches to push himself out of the car and onto one leg. A brace covers his right leg.
You got it. That's good.
She smiles.
Happy.
Yes. Now take another step. You're doing great.
Lucinda opens the door to Lauren.
Hey. Okay. My mom said Sean's going back today, but he never texted me back about the ride stitch.
Oh, I think he thought you had band.
Hey, Mom. Have you seen my wallet?
It's literally right in front of you. Sometimes I feel like I'm the only one with eyeballs. Since you're here, do you mind driving both of you? Sure. Yeah.
Sean avoids looking at Lauren.
Thanks.
Lauren takes the car keys from Lucinda. Sean uses his crutches to walk outside.
How'd the surgery go?
It's good. Sorry I didn't text you back. My knee is extra stiff in the morning. I didn't want to hold you up.
Yeah, no sweat. I don't want things to be weird between us.
Me neither.
Yeah, but you've kind of been avoiding me since the whole porch incident, so do you want to talk about it?
Sean slows and lifts his head to look at her.
What's there to say?
I don't know, that it was like a misunderstanding, that you're sorry and we'll get over it.
You turned me down.
Are you blaming me?
No, I'm just saying, I was the one who put myself out there.
And I was the one who was completely thrown off guard.
Whose fault is that? You were giving vibes.
No, I was not. Sean, you're like my best friend.
Sean shifts on his crutches. Lauren's smile fades.
We'll get over this, right? Right? Sean.
He glances away. Lauren unlocks the car. On the practice field, the football players run past large pylons. Brooklyn stands on the grass and stretches with the cheer squad. Sean sits alone on the bench, wearing his team jacket, with his crutches beside him. He tosses a football in his hands and looks sad. Lauren and other band members gather on the stands and pull instruments out of cases. A group of boys stare at a phone, their eyes widen, and then they look over at Lauren. Lauren stands. She frowns and looks confused.
What are you guys looking at?
Nothing.
And why are you watching me?
We're not. Seriously, it's nothing.
Come on, tell me.
We're just fans.
Of my drumming?
Yeah.
Okay, what's going on?
I told you, it's nothing.
Lauren grabs the phone.
Hey, don't.
She covers her mouth with her hand.
Oh my God.
Two other girls rush over to her.
Oh, girls.
Sean watches from the bench. The other boys run off.
Girls? Hi. Hey, what's up?
Sean picks up his crutches and gets to his feet.
What?
He shakes his head. Brooklyn and the cheer squad gather around Lauren.
No, I don't.
Brooklyn takes the phone and then glances over at Sean.
It's all a ruckus,
dude. Give it back. What is wrong?
I think they know about Auntie.
Woodley looks worried as the group of girls around Lauren and Brooklyn grows.
I know, cards. It's beyond. Yes, of course. Whatever you and Lauren need. Every step of the way, Sean and I are there.
Lucinda holds a phone to her ear. Sean walks into the house.
I have a friend on the force. I could give him a call. Hmm? Yep, be there soon.
Was that Kara? What'd she say?
We're going over to install security cameras outside the house.
Why cameras?
They think the creep who took those photos did it from outside Lauren's window. I hate that they feel unsafe.
Yeah, me too.
Did you know about this site?
No.
Well, apparently some of your team did, and I don't want you hanging out with those boys anymore.
Okay.
Lucinda's eyes fill with tears.
I thought that was going to be more of a fight. Thank you. Thank you. When I find out who did this, I'm going to totally lose it. Let's go be security guards.
Sean looks worried.
I know this is a big game today, and we want to give West Germ their due. But since recent events have come to light, I've taken pause. This team and this program has always had integrity. Violence like this, it goes against the whole community. And so out of respect for the young women affected, we've decided that the starters are going to sit this one out.
What?
It's not fair.
Come on, man. That's not fair. Like, how are
it's done. And it is the least we can do. The least we can do. Until the information we have is clear.
Coach, please. Scouts are coming today.
It's been a disappointing day for all of us.
Woodley sits down.
Second stringers, you're up.
God damn! My old man's gonna kill me.
Mine too.
It'll be okay, man.
Now maybe for you, Mason, not for me!
This messes up my college plans. My life is over!
Woodley knocks over a laundry bin. Sean sits in the changing room. He looks troubled. Lauren sits on a couch in her living room.
Hey, honey.
We're back.
What did they say?
They suspended the boy who showed you the site.
He didn't exactly show me. I caught him. What else?
They adjusted the players for their last football game. And there's talk of pulling the team from the playoffs.
Okay. And?
And that's it for now.
What?
We know this is unacceptable and we are livid with your principal.
No one is really being punished?
Honey, I'm sorry.
Why aren't they doing anything?
Apparently, there are other schools involved, but because the photos weren't taken on school...
That grounds, shouldn't matter,
I
Mom!
I know. And I promise this is not the end of it. I've called the police, and we will make sure that there's an investigation.
No, but Mom, it's school that matters. This is not okay. Okay? They're just leaving us girls to deal with it while Woodley Jones goes to gym class?
Is that who you think did
this? Of course that's who did this. Him and all his crew were swarming the band girls for the last 2 weeks. It doesn't take a detective to figure that out. We told the school. We told them.
I know. It's not fair. No, it's so, so incredibly not fair. Did Sean say anything about his teammates? Anything that could help us with the investigation?
Not really, just that he didn't know about the site. I'll ask him again then.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Lucinda walks outside to her house. She takes out her phone. A text reads, "Hey, heads up. I'm going to be home a little late." She looks worried. Lucinda walks into Sean's bedroom and sits down at his desk. She turns on his computer and shakes her head at the desktop picture of a woman in a bikini that appears. She scans the files and clicks on the hunted site. Oh. She recoils and shuts her eyes. Lucinda attempts to log in. The password fails. She scratches her head and then types on the keyboard. The password fails again. She looks frustrated. She glances around the room. Above the desk is a framed jersey that reads, "Suggs 55. She types a password and the site opens. Lucinda leans back in the chair and shakes her head. She scrolls through the photographs of girls. Another password prompt appears. Lucinda types, and pictures of Lauren in her bedroom appear. Lucinda shuts her eyes. She clicks away from the site and covers her face with her hand. Lucinda stands in front of a blender. Sean walks in.
Hey, can I steal a little of that?
Yeah.
Thanks. I didn't know you had a shift last night.
I didn't. I just went to bed early.
Oh.
Lucinda turns away to stand by the sink.
Hey, can I take the car today? I want to drive in with Lauren and make sure she gets set up okay. Mom?
Yeah, take the car. Come straight home tonight, okay? We need to talk.
Okay, sure.
Lucinda stands, facing away from Sean. He looks confused and then turns and limps away. Lucinda turns off the water and leans against the sink. She bows her head. Lucinda pulls a car into the school parking lot. Sean takes off his seatbelt. He opens the passenger's side door and then glances back at Lauren. He shuts the door without getting out. She looks at him with her lips pressed together. She looks exhausted.
It'll be okay. You know, they say this kind of thing builds character.
Guys like that don't believe girls have character.
Since when do you care about guys like that?
I don't. I just feel really uncomfortable.
Look, you are so much better than any jerk who looked at that site, trust me. You outshine them in every way. And one day in the future, this will all be behind us.
Lauren frowns and stares off. Sean squeezes her arm.
It'll be okay. You got this.
Lauren takes a deep and shuddering breath. Sean makes his way down the hall using one crutch.
Sean? Hey. How's Lauren doing?
She's upset. She's here.
It's pretty messed up you let that happen to your friend.
What do you mean? I...
Cut the crap. I know you posted that photo of me on that site. You think I wouldn't recognize the photo? I took it. Look, you lost your virginity to me. And
that was...
Shut up! You lost your virginity to me, and not that there's anything wrong with that, but I respected your privacy and I didn't go blabbing it to anybody else.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
Look, I'm sorry if you're... salty because we ended or whatever, but this was a pretty spiteful revenge. I didn't think you were that pathetic.
You didn't tell anyone it was me, did you?
Wow, that's the first thing that pops into your brain? Oh my god, I thought at the very least you'd apologize. You know what, you really should tell Lauren.
Hey, don't...
Don't touch me! You're gross.
Brooklyn walks away. Sean stands in the empty hallway. Listen to knocks on Kara's front door. Kara hurries over and opens the door.
Hey, can we talk?
I need to tell you something.
No, the detective just got here, actually.
Oh.
In fact, I'd appreciate a second set of ears if you got the time. The stress of it all, just my attention's going in and out.
Of course.
Yeah, happy to help.
Okay.
The good news is we set up a tip line for more information. But in terms of the explicit photos, we can't remove them from the site.
I don't understand.
The server holding these pictures are offshore, so although the images were taken here...
We are not in the jurisdiction to remove them.
That's so stupid.
Welcome to the law. It's frustrating, I know.
I saw cops all surveying the neighborhood. Anything there?
Not much. You must live in a pretty trusting community, because very few people have cameras. And the footage we did get led us nowhere. Just dog walkers and cars.
Well, what about the users on the site? Can't you at least arrest them?
Individual users know to employ IP blockers. The one thing I can tell you is that the site had widespread viewing, especially locally.
Oh, God, I'm gonna be sick.
I don't know how you feel about silver linings, but the site's gain in popularity is what exposed it.
You tell that to my traumatized daughter. She is afraid to shower.
Sorry, we can't do more.
Can you at least do something then about the online chatter?
What's the situation?
Mostly anonymous posts, blaming, telling these girls that it's their fault. Then we have the sympathizers commiserating with the football team.
Well, you could bring Lauren in to file an online harassment report. But it's hard to lay charges, especially when the posts are anonymous.
So we're just living in the court of public opinion?
It's awful, I know. It's an epidemic.
So you can't do anything else?
Not unless we get the actual phone or computer with the photos.
But if you got those or found out who took them, then what?
Then the culprit would be charged with voyeurism, as well as possession and distribution of child pornography.
Child pornography?
Yeah. And depending on the trial, the likely due time. This kind of charge carries a stigma. It'll stay on their record for life.
Lucinda glares at Kara and then looks away.
Thank you.
leave room for me in that shower tonight.
I'll make sure to save it next time.
Screw you.
Lauren hurries away. Other students laugh.
It looked good.
A girl bumps into her.
Watch it, slut. Hey, back off, vultures!
Brooklyn puts her arm around Lauren and leads her away. Lauren covers her mouth and cries. They walk past Sean. In the kitchen, Lucinda leans against the counter.
Hey, Mom, I'm home. Mom!
Sean walks in.
Mom? Mom, what are you doing with my hard drive?
I know what you did.
I can explain this.
I doubt it.
I was trying to protect her.
I'm sorry. Is that your defense?
Well, if I didn't do it, they would have taken the photos in a worse way. I mean, you don't understand. These guys, they're... I was trying to help.
Sean, that is delusional.
But,
it's delusional!
I know.
Do you realize if the police catch you with this, you will serve time for child pornography?
What? No, I...
And you thought your knee was going to jeopardize your future? Oh, Sean, you will have a criminal record. Your life will never be the same.
I'm so stupid. I'm so stupid!
Stop it! Okay, I can't feel sorry for you right now.
I can't, Mom. Mom, please. Listen to me, Mom. We have to destroy this.
I don't know. I mean, this is just as bad.
But there are no other options. What? Yes, Mom, I'm really scared right now.
Lucinda lets out a breath. She looks at Sean.
Please.
She shifts her gaze to the back rectangular hard drive on the counter. Daytime. Sean carries his backpack as he uses his crutch to walk to Lauren's house. He climbs the porch steps with difficulty and stands in front of the door.
Hey, does Lauren need a ride to school today? She wasn't answering my texts.
Oh, sweetie, I don't think she's going in today.
Is she okay?
She's upset. The school's doing nothing. Cops aren't either. No one really has any answers, and everything is just out of our control.
No one will remember this.
Lauren will. Thanks for stopping by. I'll tell her that you did.
Okay. Kara shuts the door. Sean looks troubled. At the school, Woodley checks his hair in a mirror in his locker. Sean walks down the hallway.
Hey, Martins, man. Your phone busted?
It's off, man.
Hey, don't come for me, pal. This is on you. Huh? You can't even keep your whore in line.
I said pizza!
Whoa. Don't talk to me ever again.
Woodley smiles. He waves Mason and another boy away. Brooklyn watches as Sean turns away from Woodley.
No, you're nothing, Martins. You're done. You hear me? You're nothing.
You know what? He's right. You are nothing. In fact, you're all scum.
Brooklyn shoves past them. In a fire station, Lucinda plays cards.
You always say I will win this time. I think you cheat.
Attention 17, please respond to 175 Highland Avenue for a
go! Move!
Please provide updates on your ETA and status upon
arrival. Repeat, what's the address? Over.
175 Highland Avenue, repeat. 175.
A look of recognition moves over Lucinda's face. The fire truck stops in front of Kara's house. She rushes down the porch steps.
My God, it's you. She's in the upstairs bathroom. She's not answering.
Lucinda runs inside.
Go! Lauren! Step back! Lauren, if you're near the door, move away!
The Lucinda uses an axe to break the door handle.
Lauren!
Lauren lies on the bathroom floor with vomit in her mouth.
Look for the pill bottle. We need to know what she took.
Stab. 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 Last stab. It's okay, baby.
Mom! Mom!
Mom! Where do we
go?
Mom,
and wait for me there!
Where do I go?
Get in the front. I'm gonna get in the back.
Sean watches as Lauren is wheeled past him. Evening. Sean sits in the dining room, tapping his hand on the table. He looks worried.
Is she gonna be okay?
Sean stands as Lucinda walks inside.
She's in stable condition. They pumped her stomach.
Lucinda sits down.
It's all my fault.
Yeah, it is. You know, you're supposed to play football for discipline, teamwork, love of the game, not to hurt people.
I know.
You know, I tried to model strength and integrity. I know I'm not perfect, but I tried to give you what your dad couldn't. I wanted you to grow up to be a good man.
Sean sits at the other end of the table, facing her. Lucinda's eyes fill with tears.
Am I a bad mom?
What?
Am I?
This isn't on you.
Because you must have known this was wrong.
Yeah, but people liked me more.
Yeah? What people? Those monsters you call friends? Lauren is your friend. She has been there for you through everything, and you betray her for them? Those photos. What kind of a person does that?
Lucinda gets up.
I want to go to the police.
No, absolutely not.
So what? We're just supposed to pretend like everything's fine?
No, none of this is fine. You think I would have dumped that stuff if I thought there was another way? But here we are, so don't make it worse.
So what do you want me to do? What am I supposed to do?
Just stop. This isn't something you could just fix. This is a lot bigger than that. Look, we're tired. Okay, this has been a very long, very stressful day. So we are going to pause on this conversation. Okay?
Sean nods.
We'll talk in the morning. Promise me. You will not do anything until then. Promise me, Sean.
Promise.
Lucinda nods.
Good. Now get to bed.
Sean wipes his face. He picks up his crutch and walks past her. Lucinda does not look at him. She sits down heavily in a chair, looking weary. Sean pauses on the stairs and looks back at her. Lucinda sits at the table, staring off into the distance, with her hands knitted together. Lucinda hurries out of the kitchen. Outside, Sean is backing the car down the driveway. Lucinda runs out of the house.
Sean! Sean! No, Sean! Get out of the car! Get out of the car! Sean! Damn it!
Sean drives away. Lucinda runs back inside the house. Sean taps his thumbs rapidly against the steering wheel as he drives. He stops at an intersection and glances in the rearview mirror. Lucinda rides after him on a bicycle.
Sean! Sean!
Sean makes a right turn. Lucinda pedals faster after him. Sean keeps driving. He glances in the rearview mirror. The road behind him is empty. He clutches the steering wheel and stares again into the rearview mirror. He has a determined expression. Sean opens the door to a building and limps inside using one crutch. Lucinda rides her bicycle to a police station. She pedals straight to the doors and hops off. Sean makes his way down a corridor. Lucinda wheels her bicycle through a hallway.
Can I help you?
Yes.
Hey. Help you?
Has a boy been by in the last 20 minutes? Tall, 16.
Lucinda wheels her bicycle out of the station and past police officers standing outside and talking. She takes her phone out of her coat pocket. A message reads, "It was rough last night, but Lauren is up and eating." Lucinda looks thoughtful. She puts her phone in the pocket of her brown coat and gets on the bicycle. Sean walks away from a nurse's station and down a corridor. Inside a hospital room, Kara sits near a bed. Sean looks through the window in the door. Sean looks through a window at Lauren in a hospital bed. Kara sits beside her. Kara stands and Sean moves away from the door. He turns away as Kara walks out and heads down the corridor. As Kara walks past the nurse's station, Sean opens the door to Lauren's room. Sean walks inside.
Hey.
Lauren sits up in bed.
Is it okay that I'm here?
Yeah.
Sean carefully shuts the door and walks to her bedside. He sits down. She glances away from him.
How you feeling?
Sean looks anxious.
Stupid.
Don't. It's not your fault. None of this has been your fault.
Those pills didn't take themselves, so.
Hey, I wanted to say.
No, you don't have to say anything.
Sean takes a breath.
Lauren, it was me.
What was you?
I took the photos of you. I posted them. It was so stupid. If there was a way to take it back, I would. I'm so sorry.
Lauren shakes her head as Sean cries. Lucinda strides down the hospital corridor.
Hey.
Hey, what's wrong?
Is Sean here?
I don't know. He might be in with Lauren.
Kara holds a cup of coffee. She touches Lucinda's arm, and they walk towards Lauren's room.
What's going on here?
I'm so sorry.
Kara looks from Lauren to Sean.
No. It was you.
Sean nods and then bows his head. Kara looks at Lucinda.
Did you know? Not at first, but then, yes, and I was going to tell you. But, the charges, they would have changed his life, and I didn't want him to get hurt, too, and I didn't realize how bad it was going to get. I am so, so sorry, Laura.
Don't talk to her. We're going to figure this out.
Get out!
Kara, please.
You were there! Alongside me at all those meetings, fighting to know who. Meanwhile, your kid is the pervert.
I'll go to the police. I'll sign a confession.
Sean.
I just want this to be right again.
It's not good enough.
Tell me what I can do. I'll do anything to make this better.
Why'd you do it?
I don't know. At first, I thought I needed to do it to be something. Or so I didn't lose something. Finally felt like I belonged, and everything just stopped. I thought I needed to prove myself, and I know that sounds stupid now, but... Lauren, you're my best friend. I messed this all up, but... I'm just really sorry.
You should leave. Go.
Lauren does not look at Sean. Tears roll down her cheeks. Sean stands up. Kara bends over Lauren as Lucinda helps Sean walk towards the door.
Wait. We won't go to the police. No. I don't want anyone else's life ruined. Thank you. Don't thank me. This isn't for either of you. We're not friends.
Sean nods and then turns away. Lucinda follows him out of the room. She rubs Sean's back as he cries. The hospital room, Kara puts her arms around Lauren. Text reads, 4 months later. Sean jogs around a track on a practice field.
Looks like the knee's healing.
Yeah, little by little. It should be good as new by the summer.
Good.
So, I was thinking, maybe I would try out again next season.
I like you, Sean. But I'm very aware of what went down this year.
Yeah, I know.
The seniors didn't get their scholarships or their college picks. There's repercussions to our actions.
Woodley and the other seniors on the team will be facing very different choices now.
My aim is to build a fresh team, a new culture.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's not that I don't think you're a talented athlete. Just I wonder about the time you need for yourself.
Sean nods.
Let's keep talking.
Thanks, Coach.
Sean turns away and slowly starts jogging. Lauren sits on the stands with three other girls. She glances at Sean and then walks off with the girls.
Hey. Thanks for coming. I assume you all know why we're here, but just in case you're looking for the knitting group that is down the hall. This is an advocacy group to empower parents and schools to do more about online safety and harassment. I'm sure we'll create an awful acronym for it, but it's important stuff.
I came to this issue from a personal place. I've struggled as a mother of a son, knowing how to help him navigate the influences out there, many of which are out of my control. These choices our kids make can destroy lives. And in my experience, so can we as parents. So I feel like I need more options and supports and tools because I'm not very good at this challenge yet.
Kara stands at the back of the room.
So this is a beginning, and I'm very grateful you're all here. Whew, okay. let's get started with names.
Kara sits in a chair in a circle with other women. Sean walks outside the high school. Lucinda sits in the car. She smiles and waves to Sean.
Hey.
Sean gets in the car.
How was your day?
Better, actually. How was yours?
Yeah. It was better.
They both smile. Text reads, if you or someone you know is struggling, help is available. Call or text the Suicide Crisis Helpline at 988. ULC.